answer number 69. Incontestable. Al-Ha. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. The incontestable event. What an incontestable event. It is truly incontestable. Talmud and Ad disbelieved in the shocker. As for Talmud, they were annihilated by the devastating quake. As for Ad, they were annihilated by a persistent, violent storm. He unleashed it upon them for 7 nights and 8 days, violently. You could see the people tossed around like decayed palm trunks. Can you find any trace of them? Pharaoh, others before him, and the sinners of Sodom were wicked. They disobeyed the messenger of their Lord. Consequently, he requited them a devastating requital. The flood was devastating, so we carried you on the floating ark. We rendered it a lesson for you, that any listening ear may understand. When the horn is blown once, the earth and the mountains will be carried off and crushed, utterly crushed. That is the day when the inevitable event will come to pass. The heaven will crack and fall apart. The angels will be all around, and your Lord's dominion will then encompass 8 universes. On that day, you will be exposed, nothing of you can be hidden. As for the one who receives his record with his right hand, he will say, "Come read my record. I did believe that I was going to be held accountable. He has deserved a happy life in an exalted paradise. Its fruits are within reach. Eat and drink happily in return for your works and days past. As for him who has given his record in his left hand, he will say, "Oh, I wish I never received my record. I wish I never knew my account. I wish my death was eternal. My money cannot help me. All my power is gone. Take him, unshackle him, burn him in hell. In a chain that is 70 arms long, tie him up. For he did not believe in God, most great. Nor did he advocate the feeding of the poor. Consequently, he has no friend here. Nor any food, except the bitter variety. Food for the sinners. I swear by what you see and what you do not see." This is the utterance of an honorable messenger, not the utterance of a poet, rarely do you believe, nor the utterance of a soothsayer, rarely do you take heed. A revelation from the Lord of the universe. Had he uttered any other teachings, we would have punished him. We would have stopped the revelations to him. None of you could have helped him. This is a reminder for the righteous. We know some of you are rejectors. It is but sorrow for the disbelievers. It is the absolute truth. Therefore, you shall glorify the name of your Lord, most great.